my whole, I mean, just any offensive line room, there's something special about any low line room that you've been around. But this is a fun group. It's a special group. They really like each other. They get along with each other. And, the O-line kind of stick together anyway. We're kind of all odd people anyway. We're kind of in our own little world anyway. So it's been fun.
For a true sophomore, would you say Akeem is unusually physically and emotionally mature?
Yeah, I mean, if you walk up on Akeem right now, that guy's, he just keeps getting bigger. Like, he just keeps getting more cut. I mean, his arms, he's not fat. But the thing about him is just what makes Akeem so good and just the type of guy he is just mentally. And you can see why he's an Air Force type. Like, he's like an academy kid or academy guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just has that mentality of, like, he's a pro. I mean, everything you ask him to do, how he eats, how he takes care of his body, how he comes up here and watches film, he studies, what's his name from the Cowboys? The left tackle. Tyron Smith. Like, that's who he wants to be. He just studies him. Like, he has a desire to be a phenomenal, one of the best. He wants to be the best O-lineman. And he lives his life like that. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't take away from what he does on academics either. But I got a couple guys like that. Mace is that way. Mace is the same way. Mace is a bright kid. Mace has changed his body. Mace is literally his third year ever playing offensive line his whole life. I think he has an opportunity to be a really good one too. A lot of those young guys, Antoine and Chris and all those guys that we've brought in, they've changed their body. Chris Hughes is up 300 pounds right now as a retro freshman. He's 300 pounds. And if you see, if Chris Hughes walked through that door right now, you would not think he's 300 pounds. He is a big, thick, heavy-handed dude. And his arms, this is what great's about Chris Hughes, he's probably 6'2", and he's not even 6'3", 6'2 and a half, 6'2", 3/4". His arms are as long as Antoine's. He has 84-inch wingspan. Chris is long as – it's pretty good. It helps him, so it's good stuff.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Is building a line for an air raid different than something you did in the past?
No, I've played in the air raid. I've coached in the air raid. It's O-line play, man. It's like, it all comes down to fundamentals. It all comes down, it don't matter if you're running inside zone out of 10 personnel or if you're running inside zone out of 21 personnel. It's the same mentality. It's the same, but I don't think it's that. Maybe you recruit a little different. We don't recruit the same dudes that Arkansas does or, or those type of power football, But, we kind of hone in on – we kind of have our – I think you guys know what just through the whole recruiting process of what we look like up front. We want athletic guys. We want dudes that can be in. Guys, I don't care how big they are in high school, how big can they get. And so I think that's probably the – different of building just around your offense. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be honest with you, if I was coaching in a power, I'd still look for those type of guys up front. I just think speed, I think quickness, I think that type of stuff, leverage, all that stuff wins up front, not just being 330 pounds.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers your question, but I think just –
because everyone says, recruit skill players for this,
I whether it's in a gap scheme, a 21, whatever you're, the O-line's a position of development, bottom line. Mm-hmm. And you got to develop those guys into it. And that's what we want. We want guys that want to be good football players. I want guys that want to play offensive line.
Yeah.
It's hard to find. It's hard to find. Because, again, guys don't grow up playing offensive line. They grow up being a receiver or all this crap, catching balls. And you don't grow up punching people in the face, in a three-point stance, with your back to the ball. You just don't grow up doing it, so you got to teach them.
I just got a quick question about Coach Riley. He said he was with you when he learned that his brother got the job. He called you. He said he called you the technology guy, and he said you showed him the
– Yeah, so we're sitting at – we're at Mercer. We're at camp in Mercer, right? Mm-hmm. Middle Georgia. in Macon, Georgia, and I'm just kind of sitting there. They're doing, they're throwing one-on-ones, right? So obviously, you know, O-line, I'm not really paying attention. It's kind of like, you know, we had our O-line camp in the morning. I'm there. I'm just kind of messing around. I'm standing next to Garrett, and I just kind of get a buzz on my Apple Watch, and I got Bleacher Report, just Lincoln Riley named, and I'm literally just standing, just. I said, did you just see this? He goes, what? I said, I let him read my watch. And he's like, he just kind of smirked at me. Like, no, I didn't know that. Like, he was like, wasn't that big of a deal. I'm like, dude, your brother just got named the head coach at Oklahoma. He's like, oh, yeah, I didn't know. So, yeah, we were standing right next to each other at Mercer. And, so I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah. And being his first year in this job, he kind of seemed like a bit of a – you know, that family, kind of like a prodigy type coach, like a guy that gets it immediately.
Oh, yeah. Garrett's phenomenal. Garrett is all – I love – now, I have to admit, I just kind of stay in my own little bubble in the offensive line. Like, I don't sit in there and, you know, when we talk run, you know, all this stuff. But I'll listen to Garrett talk pass game with the quarterbacks and all that stuff. I mean, the dude's – he's phenomenal. He's fun to be around and listen to and just – and just, I guess, him being at the different staff. I mean, obviously, he was with Leach, and obviously, he was with his brother at East Carolina and all that stuff. I mean, just the knowledge that he has, and obviously playing the position, too. So, you know, I'll act like I'm not paying attention sometimes, but I will listen to him talk and him and Meach talk a little bit. I'll just go, oh, yeah, pass game, whatever. But it is fun. No, he's a phenomenal teacher is what he is to those guys. I mean, he knows his stuff. So, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, ma'am.
Coach, how's everything going with, like, obviously I'm assuming Mace is kind of the guy around the center. How's it going finding that? You always said you want to find a swing center or a backup center. How's that going?
Yeah, no, I think, again, I mean, those the two guys that are competing with Mesa, with Bragg and Salisbury, I mean, those guys have done a phenomenal job. I have confidence in both those guys to play in the Big 12 games. So, I mean, I do. I feel like we have three guys on our football team that can snap the football, that can get us in the right position, that can win football games in the Big 12 level, which is good, which is really good.
So how's it working for Bragg? Because I know he's probably one of your backup guards or are fighting for a guard mm-hmm. spot too. So is he kind of going back and forth? Or?
You know, Bragg has been mostly getting center spots right now. You know, I mean, at guards, we got, you know, you got guards is kind of just it's one of our deeper positions.
Yeah.
You know, you got Jason and Malik and Tovey and, you know, you got Chris Hughes, you got Larry Hughes, you got Zach Hannon, you got, you know, I mean, you know, you got six guys that are really there competing for two spots or, you know, two spots and a swing spot, you know, for the travel team or whatever. So, you know, Bragg and Hunter both have been repping mostly at the center, you know, mostly center, you know, with Mesa getting most of the reps at one and then those two kind of splitting twos and throwing those guys in with ones every once in a while. When we have to, but it's been good. There's a lot of competition in that room, and it's the deepest we've been, obviously, since I've been here. And it's fun, and the guys feed off of it. You know, like Mason Hunter, they all live together, so I mean they're obviously roommates, but they are competing for the same spot. And, I mean, it's good.
How's the competition going at guard?
It's good. It's good. I mean, Jay had, I mean, Malik, I think Malik had a really good summer. Malik's lost weight. He's kind of grown into his body a little bit. You know, played four or five games for us last year. And now, you know, he wants to be good. He's worked on feet. He's watched film. Done a phenomenal job with that. And he just has to continue to pick up the offense, and just it has to be second nature for him. You know, that's the biggest thing for Malik. Same thing with Chris Hughes. Chris Hughes is a strong son of a gun. He's changed his body. Probably walked on campus last year like 275 pounds. He's another one that, you know, everybody talks about Hakeem and Antoine gaining weight. I mean, Chris, true freshman, came in last summer probably 270 pounds, 275 maybe. He's 300 pounds now.
And
he
good.
Can move. I mean, he's just a big – I mean, obviously – it runs in his family. You know, he's had two brothers in Texas, him, and then I think his younger brother, heck, I've met his younger brother, Randy, he's 6'6". He's a basketball player, so, like, it runs in their family. Like, Chris is an athlete now, and he's going to be real real good for us.
You know, with the competition, you have a guard and just across a lot of spots. Meacham joked one time, somebody asked him, when you want to name your quarterback, and he said, when's the first kickoff?
Yeah, okay? That's right.
I mean, could you go that long? I mean, when you start naming your five or your eight?
Hey, we're gonna compete. That depth chart's going to move definitely for the next 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Until we get camp out of the way. And then, you know, once we start honing in on a game plan, you know, for SEMO and all that stuff, we'll start getting guys in where they need to be. The biggest thing, we need reps. We need to keep seeing stuff. And, you know, that's what we need right now up front. And that everything else will take care of itself.
How do you see the tackle position, both left and right tackle right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, left tackle right now, I mean, obviously Hakeem's doing well. Him and Clyde, I tell you, Clyde's had a really, really good spring, summer. And again, Clyde, everybody kind of forgets about Clyde. Like, he kind of got thrown in the fire his freshman year. But I told guy, I mean, like, this is Clyde. I mean, Clyde seems like him and Larry both seem like they've been here forever, because they've been here, this going on their third year. They've been here probably the longest besides Bragg. But, you know, Clyde's just a redshirt sophomore. You know, he's still a pup. But this year is going to be big for Clyde. This year is going to be big, and I think he's going to be able to contribute for us. He's coming into his own. He's biting a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He's getting it, and he's becoming more physical. So I'm excited about him. And then at the right tackle with Antoine and Charles, and I've been swinging Hannon out there a little bit just to keep people, you know, hey, listen, five best are going to play. And again, like I told you guys, I don't care who it is. I'm going to find the five best, and that position's going well. I mean, Antoine, you know, he's doing well. He's coming into his own. He's learning. I still think Antoine's upside is just it's very, very high. I mean, he freakishly athletic, the way he bends, his body. I mean, the kid, he'll be 300 pounds, and he still will have, like, I mean, he looked like he could be, you know, he has abs, he has all, and he's a freak physically. Just with his, and he's so strong. He's a very, very strong guy, and that helps him a lot. So, and Charles is right there with those guys at right tackle, and he's playing well. And again, he knows that he has to continue just focusing on what he needs to get better at. And those guys are going to play for us.
When you see upside with Antoine, I mean, do you see kind of the bulb if it came on for Charles? I mean, do you see the type of upside there?
Yeah. Like, athletically, both of those guys at right tackle are what you want. I mean, both of their feet, their strength, their length, all that stuff. For both of those guys, they just have to continue to – it's the reps. It's the understanding the offense. It's that stuff that's going to keep those guys – that's going to be, you know, that's what they need to work on, is understanding the off and being able to play faster, because you're not just like, you know what I'm saying? But that's what makes Hakeem and those other guys, like Hakeem's, I mean, Hakeem picks it up, like he's just a, gets it, sees it, you can show it to him. And again, all those guys learn different. You know, Hakeem can watch something and just go, okay, I get it. You know? Antoine, and there's nothing wrong with it. Guys just learn different. Antoine is more of a board, walk through this, that. Charles is more of a one-on-one, let me come in, let me hear it from you, let me learn. He's better one-on-one than he is in a group. You know, I mean, you just got to kind of tailor to each one of your guys, and because it's my job, it doesn't matter what I know. I got to get them to know it, you know, and that's my job. So, you know, that's what makes our job so awesome. And it's just figuring out how those guys learn, what's best for them, and rock and roll.
Last question for me. Maybe the kid that surprised me most body-wise when I looked at Bostic, and I went, wow.
You got to listen. He's one to keep an eye on. And I joke all the time, like, about him being the most athletic in our room. The thing that I love about Earl's probably a legit 6'6", right? He's like Larry Hughes' height, right? He's probably 275, 280 right now. I mean, he's going to be an absolute monster. But the thing I love about Earl is that he obviously played tight end, He's learning offensive line. I mean, he's doing his feet are phenomenal. He's athletic, but he is not scared one bit. Like, you know, he's just, I mean, he's played off, you know, he's put pads on out here for the first week, and he will put his face on people. And I love it. That's what I love about him. That's why he's going to be a really good football player, because you combine his athleticism with he's a puppy and he's already biting. I mean, he's going to be physical. He's going to be good. Same thing with Joey Gilbertson. You know, Joey's what we thought he was. You watch Joey's high school film, and he's a freaking bulldog. And you know, the biggest thing with Joey, we got to just teach him how to pass pro, because I don't think they threw a ball down there at Northwest. You know what I'm saying? So, but I love both those guys. I love them. So.